If enacted, the Darfur Peace and Accountability Act would put more pressure on Sudan because of its support for Arab militias killing civilians in Darfur. Since the situation in Darfur came to light, U.S. lawmakers have advocated stronger action to deal with what the Bush administration has recognized as genocide in Darfur. Such action would include more energetic U.S. efforts to hold specific members of the government in Khartoum responsible for atrocities. The Darfur legislation would block assets of and deny visas to individuals responsible for acts of genocide, war crimes, or crimes against humanity. It would also deny entry at U.S. ports to certain cargo ships or oil tankers. Republican Congressman Chris Smith heads the House Africa Subcommittee.
At the core of it is the amending of the Comprehensive Peace Act in Sudan of 2004 to block the assets and the restricted travel of any individual whom the president has determined is responsible, whether by commission or omission, for acts of genocide, war crimes, or crimes against humanity in the Darfur region.
It also contains provisions to step up U.S. assistance to the 7,000-member Africa Union peacekeeping mission, support expansion of that force so it can effectively prevent more violence, and encourage NATO to reinforce AU troops. Congressman Donald Payne is one of the most outspoken members of Congress on the situation in Darfur.
We must hold accountable those persons who are responsible for genocide at all levels, especially at the highest level in the National Congress Party, to ensure that they are not free to commit these atrocities again.
The House bill also contains what is called Sense of the Congress language, designating the Janjaweed as a foreign terrorist organization. Also addressing the Darfur situation on Wednesday was Democratic Congresswoman Barbara Lee, who had this comment on C-SPAN television.
Anywhere between 200,000 and 400,000 individuals have died. I mean, this is in the last few years, 200,000 to 400,000 people. Also, when you look at the 2 million who have been displaced, there are 2 million people not living at home, not living in their villages. This is a crisis of enormous proportions. It's an emergency, and it requires our immediate attention. I mean our immediate attention, not 6 months from now, but now.
A number of House lawmakers who recently visited Darfur and Khartoum met this week with United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan to discuss their findings. Similar Darfur-related legislation pending in the Senate would make U.S. assistance to Sudan, other than that required to implement the North-South Peace Accord, dependent on a number of conditions. These include concrete steps by Khartoum to demobilize Janjaweed militias, provide full access by humanitarian groups, permit the voluntary repatriation of refugees and displaced persons, and cooperate with efforts to bring those responsible for genocide to justice. The latest congressional attention to Darfur coincided with a new report by Human Rights Watch accusing the Khartoum government of failing to undertake key reforms under the North-South Peace Agreement to expand democratization and end human rights abuses. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.